It is time for our daily COVID-19 update, and we have enlisted the brain of Bob Koppel at Ascension Via Christi Hospital to bring us up to date on a number of things here locally. Good morning, Bob. Thanks again for joining us.
Morning, Dave.
We understand, and we had this reported yesterday from Julie Gibbs, the announcement that we are up to 8 positive cases in Riley County, and let's just kind of do a quick update here on the caseload, the number of tests and everything, and how things are working in the hospital environment these days.
Well, so we've actually discharged a couple more patients who were COVID positive, continue to see, you know, like you'd indicated with Julie's report, kind of the, you know, 1 or 2 a day positive. A couple things that maybe are a little different than maybe what we would have expected is that we've actually have a lot of younger people who are actually our positive cases at this point. And when I say younger, you know, some of our patients have been in their 50s, some of the other folks tested positive in their 20s. And so, which is good in some respects, but also I think, again, just reinforces the need for everybody to do the social distancing, because obviously we've got a lot of folks carrying COVID and sharing it with others. So.
And one of the things that Julie spoke about yesterday was that there didn't seem to be signs of community spread, even though that number has increased. Most of those were travel-related cases.
Yeah, I think in every case so far, we have been able to trace back an origin, and it typically has been a, you know, either Kansas City or folks traveling, you know, out of state, overseas, that sort of thing. And again, that's a positive. And it's just, it's also, you know, you have to just kind of the health department. Every case, they actually then kind of just start working backwards and kind of working outwards from that person to try to understand, interview people, call people, just to kind of try to trace down where that might have originated.
And Bob, you said that you've had 2 that you have released following treatment, and that's certainly some good news. How many of those remaining 6 do you have there at the hospital currently receiving treatment?
I was actually not here yesterday. I took part of the day off.
That's why we had Dr. Duff on.
Yeah, I think we have 2 or 3 folks who are still inpatient.
Okay.
And then we've got, like everybody, we've got some outstanding tests, too. So we've got some patients who are, they're called PUIs, persons under investigation, and then also some folks just in the community who have been tested, but we don't have the results back.
Okay. And we want to reinforce once again that call screening number this morning, 785-323-6400. That's the number if you feel like you have been experiencing some symptoms here of the COVID-19 virus. And that's your first step to talk to some professionals there at within the medical community. And you got a lot of people coming to bat for you guys.
Now, you know, we've had good support from some of our local businesses, just individuals trying to reach out, see what they can do to help. Certainly interested in donations. We've had a number of people donate personal protective equipment, because that's something they perhaps use at their business or in their own lab or et cetera. And that's just helpful, because it's difficult to get supplies right now of that kind of nature. And so get the local donations has been a huge, huge help to us.
And you're still okay with staff numbers at this point?
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, it's kind of interesting. You know, truly, we're talking about, 2, 3, 4 patients at a time that actually have COVID. We actually are seeing what's interesting, a little bit of a trail out of the winter with folks who just, you know, have respiratory disease or some sort of cardiac problem, that sort of thing. So we're maintaining a kind of a normal census, if you will. But the COVID population so far has been fairly manageable.
I find it's been rather interesting that the state is starting to track people's movements by monitoring their cell phones. And I don't know exactly what that says about, you know, the government, or if that's just, you know, if that's good information to really have at this point. But, you know, there if I and the county, Riley County, I understand, is putting together some new policies about trying to restrict their staff from going outside of the region as well.
Hey, so actually, I was on a call yesterday, and they were discussing that data, because that's actually not something we've ever had before. And it's a way to measure the success of the stay-at-home order and the social distancing, really. It's just, And at certain time periods during the day, they're actually tracking cell phone usage and movement. And, you know, I guess at this point, I personally wouldn't consider that overreach, but it will be an indication for us because the lack of people doing social distancing is what drives higher volumes and a higher mortality rate later. And so it is kind of a key indicator for us of if this is happening now, then this is what we should expect in 3, 4, 5 weeks. So it's kind of, the data all does kind of match up and connect to each other.
And I believe Governor Kelly said yesterday that, you know, because they're kind of keeping an eye on where those people travel does not mean that they are tracking what they are doing, and that's a whole different ball of wax.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they wouldn't have a way to do that, I don't think.
Yeah. So you're getting stretched for supplies. I know that there are a lot of people that have been doing a lot of donations. In fact, I saw that one local company donated, a whole bunch, a couple of pallets of the 95 masks.
Yeah, Harbor Freight, you know, it's kind of interesting. Everywhere they have a location, they are donating to their local community hospital. And so, of course, that's for us here in Manhattan, that's us, and certainly appreciative of that. And it's kind of a mix of stuff because it all depends on what they had in their warehouses as well. But certainly appreciate it, and we appreciate them and all the other folks who reached out and brought us donations.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add to this morning to our report, Bob?
Well, you know, if you drive by our campus or any of our sites around town, you'll see some signs up, and just really want to recognize our staff. And they all say heroes work here. And, you know, we talk a lot to our staff about the fact we're asking everybody else to stay home and we're asking you to come to work and to take a risk in doing that. But we really think that's what's good for our patients, certainly what's good for our community. So certainly just want to share my appreciation for that to our team.
I did see that some other hospitals are cutting salaries for their medical staff in light of this.
Yeah, you know, it is definitely a significant financial challenge for organizations, and I think there's organizations who don't feel they really have an option. We've made the decision, with the Citizens of Diversity, we have a pay continuation program, actually. That's something we shared with our staff over a week ago. We're trying to keep people whole. We're trying to keep people working. And there's kind of it's a benefit for all parties, but specifically we know that we're going to need all hands in about a month or maybe less than that. And also for our local economies, it's important that, you know you can count on our 600-700 people that work for us here and in Wamego. We're going to still be paying mortgages, still paying car payments, still buying groceries, still being able to help support that local economy, because we know that that is also vitally important.
Well, we salute all our healthcare professionals and Ascension Via Christi Hospital President Bob Koppel. We certainly appreciate your report this morning, and enjoy the weekend. We have... Lonnie Baker from Metal Arc Hill is going to be joining us tomorrow morning at 7.
Yep. I think it'll be a good opportunity to talk to somebody who really has a focus on senior communities and what that might look like in the perspective of his residents.
Absolutely. That'll be good timing. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Bob Koppel, President and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital, joining us here this morning on News Radio KMAN.